in the game is where he is. So he is too weak to be set up. He's too weak. And the woman, she's strong, she needs help. But we trust her more than we trust the man. Mashenka in the game is where she is sick and the man is in good help. So he we don't trust as much as we trust the woman. So that's why the Mechaber passes that in the case where she is sick and he is in good health, even though he doesn't involve an Isa Beraise, the only Isa Rabono, still the Isa applies. And according to Lamor, the Isa doesn't. In Bible Rebbe, also in Mashish Wadek, in Bible Rebbe, and she is sick. So it's also in Mashish Wadek, in other words, if he is, let's say, if she is sick. So, in Bible Reife, also in Mashish Wadek. So, in other words, she is sick, and the Bible is not sick. So then the Mechaber says, also Mashish Wadek, because it will involve physical contact. Nikia, even though it's not the Rechtaive, but with the Rabbonim about the Ishtimido is Osea, even though it's not the Rechtaive, so Nikia is Osea, so even though she is sick, it's still Osea. Mashain came in the case where he is sick and she is a doctor. Or she wants to take the pulse, she doesn't have to be a doctor. I mean, Elena could also feel the pulse. So then it's mutter, because then it's like the Aluche mentioned in Sifta Zvot. So when the Mechaber says, in Bible, Elena also mashma adefer, so it doesn't say whether the shimis chiyashimis akone or chiyash she he says stop. So with food it is reference to the case where she is chiyashimis akone. Mashenke, if she is chiyashimis akone, then that is a rabbon could not be homo more homo than Mr. Isaac. So because that is there, that's what we should say. If mashik is up to me and you have that in tzlichayimu tibishamishlo. So he says, so he's allowed to touch him. I mean, he's allowed to touch her and to raise her and to put her down. That involves much more physical contact than taking the hand to feel the pulse. So it goes without saying that he's allowed to take a pose. Koshki, he would have been mashish ma'adefe, in the Rif Yachir, which is the Rif Yisakon Bechem. So the Ochishuch raised the question, why does he say Rif Yisakon Bechem? After all, in Sif, Tezayin, the Ramon was Mati, in the name of Mishni Shamsheno, even if the woman is a Chilashem Yisakon. So why does he say here, Koshki Shemuter, אם יש סכון בחוליו, אם לי דריז לא סכון. So the Hashuch says, the Pshat in the Ramo is this way. If the Mashi was after, because when the Mechaber says, in Bible Reifi also the Mashi was not defek, the Mechaber has reference to the case where the woman is a Chiyo Shehim is sakon. So the Mele, even though the Mashi is a Rabo, second the Mechaber, since she is sick and he's in good health, so it's still conducive to help Bobo. So the Chachom applied that he said, the Rabbono, even in the case where she is sick, because it's still conducive to help Bobo. Mashain came, if she is a Chachom, then it's certainly Mutter. Because Pikachnevich is there, it shouldn't be there. So if the Mechaber is machmir, it's only machmir in the case the woman is a chiyo she'eh besakon, not in the case where the woman is a chiyo she'eh besakon. So then the Rambam says, even the case of the chiyo she'eh besakon, it's the chiyo dimash mishlo. So it goes without saying that practically he had to speak with the Mashmish law. So then of course it's Mutter. It goes without saying that it's Mutter. So it's Mutter even if she's a Chiyo Shehim Besakon. But according to the Psak of Ramon. But according to the Psak of Machaber, so it's also in the woman is a Chemish in Zakari. But Koshkin, the Mutam, the Mashka, the Mutam, 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 so then it will be Mutam, even according to Machabashi. That's how he explains. Mashinkin, according to the Ramon's Psak, so it's Mutam, even if she's a Chemish in Zakari. When the Ramon says, the Mutam, the Mutam, so he wants to imply, in that case, it's needless to mention that it's good according to everybody, even according to the Machabos. Mashenkin according to the Ramos Psaat, it's good even if it's according to the Machabos. I mean, it follows, that follows, because the Ramos says in Sif the Zion that he is allowed to be making her and to so-called, I mean, even though there is physical context for such a long time, he has to raise her, put her down, I mean, many times in the day. So that kind of physical contact is put there by Chiloshim Zechano. Allah has come with Chamo, the relatively lesser physical contact that is involved in just taking the pulse for a moment. So that is certainly Buddha. But why does he say, V'yiz HaKon HaMachalyo? So he means, in that case, even according to Mechabah, but in the case where there is no Zakon of Mechoyo, so according to Mechadol, it's also, but according to Ramo, it's Mutar in that case. Vayim Be'er Chaim Zer Bechez, in Mutar in Mutar, in Mutar, in Mutar, in Mutar, in Mutar. I just want to go over one Shach. No, I intended to cover Simen Kutzalik Vod, all right. So Simen Kutzalik Vod will have to finish on Friday, and then Simen Samach Tes and Lichay will start next month. Right. Now, the Shach Sipho. So the Yosef says that Ramban is mashma, that even though Ramban is more than the Shem, who say, not like the Mordechai, Ramban passes like the Mordechai, that in Bairo in pain, in Bairo in pain, so you don't shamish la defek, you can go to the Chiloshim Zechano. Because the Chachon did not apply that is a Rabbon, that is a Rabbon in case of Yitzirach, where the woman is a Chiloshim Zechano. Mashenkin Rabban, he has the Shite, that if she is sick and she is a Chiloshim Zechano, then the husband is not allowed to take a pulse. Even though it's only a Rabbon, but the Chachon applied that is a Rabbon, even in the situation of the Chiloshim Zechano. So that's the Ramban Shite, like the Psak of the Mechaba. The Mechaba passes like the Ramban, not like the Mordechai Shite. But the Ramban passes like the Mordechai. So the Ramban says, but if she's a Chiloshim Zechano, then it is not there. So the Yosef says, perhaps it's only the Ramban Shitosa, who says that Kirun Boso is only in the Ramban. So Mele, Bimokim Pukach Nefesh, of course it's Buddha. Mashiach came according to Ramban, that Kirun Boso is Midraise, perhaps even Bimokim Pukach Nefesh, according to Ramban, because it's a Mizrael Gilarayas. And the Mashiach is saying that not only it's Yorib or Yaber and Arayas itself, but even on the Mizrael Gilarayas. That's what the Mashiach says. Now, so the Yosef says we told him. Why? Because it's very stubborn that even according to Ramba, that Kiruboso is also a Benraise, but there is no deal of Yehoiva Yahweh Rambe. Oh, here there is no Israelite anyway, because it's not your time. So that's why the Yosef says Sophie. So the Yosef and Sophie in connection with Shiz Ramba. But in connection with Shiz Ramba is definitely with him. So that's why the Hashulchan explained. So the Rambam says that even those who are passed like the Mechaber, but in case of Chiloshim Zechano Sakone, then it's Mutar. Even though the Yosef had his Sofik, but the Maskone of the Yosef is that it's Mutar in the Kodesh Israel. Now, so צריכים כל סתר הזאת, ואין נראה, ומה אתה יפת הרמב״ם בקיס הדרייס, אלא כשאיסקים דרך טיים, וכי נסביר מה שאין כי נוכל, וכי נבין את פושט שלם כי ישראל היא ממש בשמת דפק של אישו, אפילו שישים של חובים, אף אופי של ישלפים אחרים הם חובים, וכי נסים שונים משבו שבא לפידם אתם הפוא, אבל אתם הפושט כמו שכוספתי, וזה נביך את העשרה, ונראו בסין קודמזי למה שנתמוד, כי הרמב״ם כמו שכוספתי שום, בסין קוד יום, וכאן איתו מישהו שדפת, אם אין שזה ראי, דרמבו פס, בסין קודמזי, like the Rambam, that the tribulation that are tied in a riot is in a riot in the smokes, and still he passed this, that it's good there, Mishu Berach HaDefet, in Bachel Shem Zakon. So why should we say Abisrael, the answer is, it's not Abisrael the riot, even according to Rambam, it's only when it's going to Berach Taibe, but here it's not going to Berach Taibe. In the Komo Kedem Zakon, so why must have a dish, in the Mishu Rambam. So, now, the question is, why was the Bishyos and Episodic? Is it possible that the Messiah told that the Kohen the Rambam, so the Chabit and Nashi, even Nader and Taibo, is also the right, that's impossible. So why is a father allowed to kiss his daughter? Why is a mother allowed to kiss her son? Because it's Nader and Taibo. So there is no Israel Raisi. But as far as Israel Rambam is concerned, so there's a difference between the mother and the son and some other person. Some other person. But it certainly does not involve Israel Isaac. So I think the pshat in the Messiah is as follows. Now, there can be a meaning of Abisrael Darayas in the Ram. Because the Gemara says, my sale of the Lechot in Osamarino, in Shachas, or in Oregon, in Oregon, as a family of Marino, as a disciple in Machir Ageda. So, what do you mean Machir Ageda? What kind of Israel is? Because it was Derech Taibi. So you need to deal with Derech Taibi. So he's awesome. So Chachomim said, "Yom lo yam." So the Gemara says, "Bishlo man yomar yishishi yishab." So why shabbi? But that is only awesome Rabbanon. So it's higher from that Gemara is according to certain Rishonim. So there is a locher from Israel that rises, even when it's from Israel that rises with Rabbanon. There is still because yesh fear that Chachomim makadomot matir l'misheva ta'isim. So even though it rises Padosa with the Rabbanon in Zosia, so the Chachom had the Keach to be disaking that he has to be mislevish himself. After all, when he's mislevish himself, so he's Yishevot Taisi. So Yishviyah with Chachom, Lachidot Matir, Yishevot Taisi. So the Yosef said as follows, according to the Rambam, the Tchibub Nishu, in the Rechtayim, is not also the Raisi, but also the Rabbanon. So the Meile Tchibub Nishu is not of Israel the Raisi. Mashiim came according to the Rambam. The tribute in Shuk, the Rechtai is also in the Raise, so Melee, by Baal, which the Nino, were in Sosa. With Rabbono, if we show in the Rechtai, because it's conducive to Rabbono, so maybe it could come, with Rabbono, it could be considered that Israel the Raise. But according to Ramban, it could be considered that Israel the Raise in the Rabbono. But according to the Ramban, the tribute in Shuk, physical contact, in an erratic way, is also in Raise, so Melee, even not in an erratic way, not a Rataibe, could be considered that Israel the Raise in Rabbo, not that it's also in Raise, showing the Rataibe. That the Bishyosef knew that the Rambam couldn't say. So the Bishyosef had his Sophic ecology in the Rambam, but Ramuro means, if he is a color of the Holy also then, even according to Bishyosef, she thinks with that. And he says in parentheses,
Kislev Hashanah Tavshin Mem Gimel, November 98, number 27,
98. Shilas Yomim Shazoba Sheteres, Maschelas Mimochas Yom Shepisekesbeh, Vikach Mishkotah. Im Tira Shnei Yomim Shnei Shor Uposko Mireis, בדקס ביים שפוסקו כדי שתפסיק בתאה. Now, the particular of הפסיקתאה is not something, now I'm discussing it now on the rise of up, was because מיד רבונון, so all we need is today, he has a dream of his own day. But on the rise of up, so as far as the decades of Zalmikim is concerned, that's peculiar to Zobin, because there is a loch of the Sofro. Bei Nieder, der ist nur ein Urheil, der Kante in Nieder, mit 30, she can come down clean days too. I mean, so in other words, if the initial flow takes place on Sunday, even she keeps on flowing blood, I mean, all the time, every day, and so in Shabbos, it subsides, she makes a picture of the Tzitzare, Shabbos afternoon before Shkia, so there she can be the Gales, which is Shabbos, and she can die the Gale. But suppose she doesn't make a picture of the Tzitzare, so then she is Cheskas Reil. So the picture of the Tzitzare is not peculiar to Zohar. The pictures of the Zion, the Kiv, are peculiar to Zohar. Mashiachim, the pick of the Zektaro, that is to determine that the flow stopped. So even Nido has to make the pick of the Zektaro. So, Shivas Yomim Shazoros Zeperes, Mascheles Mimochras Yem Shepisekin. The Kachmishkot, in Tiresh Neyomim Moshlein Shehu Poskol Yireitz, Videkes Vileim Sheposkol. So in other words, so the halacha is that she has to make a tikka on the day when it subsides. Kidei she tifsei bitaro. So she has to determine that the flow is subsiding. Because of the Rashbo, botko atzmo shachris umotzo teiro avo pisho in botko binash moshes hareizu becheskas teiro. So suppose, of course, lechatchile, she has to make the tikka somuch to shkia, within half an hour of shkia. But the Eved, even if she made the tikka of Epsektare in early in the morning, so it's also alright. Botkvatz meshachis, umotzo teiro, aval pishol in botko binash moshes, hareizu becheskas teiro. Roa so yimecho bilvat, uposko, suppose she just saw down one day, uposko, ubotko atzmo, umotzo teiro, Hareizu Bicheskas Teiro Vyeshe Machmirin Vosem Misofi Hoyu Mayona Pesuach. Now this, my impression is that we went over this Gemara at Avsamaches in the summer. I'm not 100% sure, but that's my impression. But anyway, this is a very important Indian, Avsamaches, the mission, Avsamaches of Dalit, Indian. Nido Shebotva Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris Umotzo Teiro. So suppose, now here the Mishnah doesn't talk about the game of Izovo, even Nido. So if she was B'dekes Atzmo, and there was 7 days as of the initiation of the flow in the morning, and she found Teiro, Ubinashmoshes, Loifriso, Binashmoshes doesn't mean, usually Binashmoshes means between Shki and Tzitzek Chovim. But here, it doesn't mean between Shkia and Tzichovim, because if it's one split second after Shkia, so then Tzichovim doesn't accomplish anything. So Binash Moshes means some of the Binash Moshes. Some of the Binash Moshes. Whether it means half an hour some of, or it means from Minchektano, or it means from Minchekdelo, so there are three shittas. But, so, this is what Binash Moshes means. So there are three shittas. One shita is the Binash Moshes, that's the biggest chumre, that it means half an hour, some of the shkir. And within half an hour, some of the shkir. And another shita is that it means the Bes Yosef, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov. So he says that it means Milchot Tam, Tei Shashori Sumechza. Let's say if it's an equinox day, so it will be a 3:30. So at 3:30, so that's the meaning of Binash Moshes. In the next day, and then the Berek Habayis, the whole Berek Habayis says that it means Michal Deiro. So again, in the next day at 12:30, So that's Mishites, but it certainly doesn't mean Minash Moshes after Shkia, because then the decay is of no effect, is of no significance. So Nido Shebot Ka'atzmo Yim Shvi Shachis Umotzo Deiro Ubinash Moshes before Shkia Lo Yifriso. She didn't make him decay. ולאחר יום עם בוטקו ומוצת מיו, הרי בחזקס תאו. So if she made the בדיקה in the morning, the seventh day, so according to the Kame, only if she made the בדיקה in the morning, the seventh day, because when a woman has a menstrual flow, So then, ordinarily, it continues for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, sometimes even 7 days. More than 7 days, that's below Yisnidos, so that's abnormal, that's pathological. But 7 days is not pathological, is normal. But that's the maximum that a flow, a menstrual flow, can be mamshich. So the male Tanitame holds that when is it decay in the morning or light, if the decay in the morning took place on the seventh day. So usually by the seventh day it subsides. So if she made the decay on the seventh day, even if she made the decay early in the morning, so in the end it's okay. It's okay. But suppose she made the decay on the sixth day of the initiation of the flow in the morning, and then she didn't make any other decays, so then according to Nekame, we cannot be sure that she didn't see any now. Because since it's a sick day, and many women, so they have a flow for 7 days, not just for 6 days. So we may lay the fact that she made the decay in the morning on the sixth day doesn't show. So Nino she brought the atzmo in Shvi Shachis. ומוצות היו, ובנשמושס לא יפריסו, ולאח היום עם בוטקו ומוצות מיו, הרי בחסקסטר. בוטקו עצמו בין שבי שחיס ומוצות מיו, ובנשמושס לא יפריסו, ולאח הזמן בוטקו ומוצות היו, הרי זה בחסקסטר. מיסו? In other words, because since on the seventh day in the morning she was bedekes herself, and she found herself unclean, and then she didn't make so much to shkir, another dikke. And then, let's say, on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, she made a dikke and found herself clean. So I mean, and on the contrary, and she found herself unclean on the 7th day in the morning, she found herself unclean. And then on the 8th, or on the 9th, on the 10th, and the 11th, she found herself clean. So we do not say, in view of the fact that she found herself clean on the 8th, on the 9th, so that means that upon the termination of the 7th day, she was also clean. Now she's clean? No, we can say, we have to anticipate the possibility that only now she became clean, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, when she will be Dekes, but until the 10th day, so she was still unclean. Vorhaye on the seventh day, she was unclean. So Harizim Cheskas Meyo, it means misok. Not Cheskas Meyo b'tirasvadai, but b'tirasvadai. Umitama meisleis, that is reference that relates to the ratio of the Mishnah, where it says, Nido shebot ka'atzmo yimshvi shachis u'motzot teiro, u'vinashmoshes le'yifriso l'achayom botko u'motzot meyo, ha'rei b'cheskas teiro, and she is mutaris l'baylo, so that's l'baylo she's mutaris. So l'baylo, the chachomim were not machmir, mashayitke l'gabi tayres, so then we pass that she's mitamen meis leis, mitamen leis leis. So mitamen meis leis, so b'kid l'pkidet, vim yish l'vese, is dayo shaito. So then, it all has reference to the ratio. So then she is not mitame meisleis if she saw down lachazman and it was meyim abeset. So that's the Tanakamishita. Tanakamishita is that a b'dike shachris is only effective on the seventh day. They don't have a flow for more than 7 days, usually. So mele, if she made a b'dike in the morning, Bishachris on the seventh day, so it's all right. Masheinkei, if it is the bdike that she made was not on the seventh day, on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, and then she found herself clean, and then on the eighth day or on the ninth day, so she found herself unclean. So then we are change. Maybe immediately after the tikkun on the sixth day, she had a discharge of that voraye. Now on the eighth day, on the ninth day, she's again unclean. That's according to Nekame. So according to Nekame, in order that the tikkun should be effective in the morning, only on the seventh day, but not on the sixth day. Have you days more machmir? Culturally, if he's a vitare, minamim chol de mailo, hareizu becheskast meyom. Hareizu becheskast meyom. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, kosher yifriso bitaro min amincha ulemailo. That's why the Ros says, that it means from 12:30 up. That in other words, binashmoshes lo yifriso means from mincha deilo, because the Roshni in Rabbi Yehuda is kosher yifriso bitaro min amincha ulemailo. Alright. So, Harezu Becheskas Neu. So Rabbi Yudeh is the biggest Machmir. And Rabbi Yudeh holds that even on the seventh day, a B'dike is not effective in the morning, but it has to be min Amil Cholamayo. Whether it means min Amil Cholamayo, min Chadeilo, or min Chaykano, all right, there's a Machlekes. But in the morning, it's not effective. So he is the biggest Machmir. Then, the Chachomim, the Rabbonim Basroi. So they are even more Meikir than Tarekano. וחכמים אמרים, אפילו בשניים ומדוסו, בודקו ומוצותיו. אם not only on the seventh day, a big day, a big day in the morning is effective, but even on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, on the third day, even on the second day, so a big day, in the morning is effective. So now it's the 3 days. The biggest machmer is Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a b'dik in the morning, even on the seventh day, is not effective. And according to Tanakame, on the seventh day, it is effective. But on the sixth day, it's not effective. According to Rabbonei Chachamim Basroi, Rabbonei Basroi in the Mishneh, so even on the second day, the Eved, it is effective in the morning. So, after you mishnai when you do so, what go what's so teiro, u minash moshes lo yifriso, u l'acha zman, what go what's at meyo, hareizu b'cheskas teiro. Now, so, the Chachomim Basroi, now we pass like Chachomim Basroi. Chachom pass Basroi. Except the Rashbo, in the Rasabais, he passes like Rebbe, because he holds the Chachomim Basroi, I'm not really kind of Rebbe, we'll soon see. So, now Rebbe in the Braise, the Sabaches on the base before the next Mishnah, so he says, Rebbe says, that even the Imrishe is effective, in other words. So, according to most Mishnahim, the Rambam, so there is a machleket between the Chachomim Basroi and the Rebbe, because the Chachomim Basroi say afilu bishnayim l'nidoso, thus implying only the second day l'nidoso, but the first day. So then the Chachomim Basroi admit that the b'dik in the morning is not effective. Mashenkin Rebbe, he says in so many words, in so many ways, that even the first day is effective. So it's effective. But the Rashbo says that when the Chachomim say afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso, it's lav davke shnayim l'nidoso. It's not by yourself. But usually, on the first day, so she will not, most of the time, she will not find herself weak. So that's why he says afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso. But if she did make a b'dike, let's say, she head down early in the morning at 6 o'clock, she had the flow of dam. And then she made the b'dike at 7 o'clock, and she was clean. So then the Chachomim Basroi agree with Rebbe that there is effect. That's the Rashbo. But the other Rishonim say the Chachomim Basroi are only matia. The Eved b'shnayim l'nidoso. But the first day, not. Then there is another machlekes Rishonim. When, let's say, according to Chachomim Basroi. So they say, except according to Shiras Rashbo, but all the other Shem. So the Chachom Basroi say, if the b'dike is made in the morning, in the second day of the flow, of the initiation of the flow, so then the b'dike is effective. But on the first day, not. So what does it mean, the first day, the second day? So Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nile, Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nile.
Let's see, I'm going to ask her to get my shot. I'm going to ask her.
the fifth line from the end of the Omer in Rashi, in Gimel Dalet. I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, but that the expression is Alme Mishero Asof Have Kol Ayin Becheskas Chizeres V'Rei Admar Ayin. So according to Rashi, when Rabbanu Basroi in the Mishnah distinguish between the first, the second day and the first day, so it doesn't mean that the first day is Chomer. The second day, and even the seventh day, if she already had the Riyas done that day, so the melee, it's considered like the first day. When we say the second day, the first day, it means the first day she certainly had the Riyas done, otherwise she wouldn't be in Europe. So it means, but suppose she had the Riyas done, the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then she had the Riyas done on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then at 6:30 she made the ticket and she was sleeping. Since at 6 o'clock she already had the Riyas done, so it's considered like the first day. This is what Rashi emphasized in that beginning. In other words, and when Rabbanu Basroi is saying the Mishneh, Afil Bishnaiwe Vidoso Botko Motateo, so that means she had a flow on Sunday. And then she made a Bdike at 6 o'clock Monday, or at 7 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock, or at 9 o'clock, and she found herself clean. And she didn't find any dam on Monday. She doesn't know of any, she's not aware. So then we say that since there was no previously on the same day with of dam, and so we don't have to anticipate, maybe half an hour before she made the bdike and found herself clean, maybe she had it in Shazada, because we didn't see it. So Mimele, the bdike is affecting them. But suppose the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then on Monday morning she again saw that. But then half an hour later she made another bdike, and it was clean. So since she already had a flow that same day, so it's considered like Imrishe, even the seventh day. Suppose the initial flow started on Sunday, and then on Shabbos at 6 o'clock in the morning she had a discharge of dam. Then half an hour later at 6:30 she made the bdike and found herself clean. So then Rabbanu Basroi will say that the bdike is not effective. So Imrishe doesn't mean Imrishe now. Imrishe means, because Imrishe always says Riyah, otherwise it's become Imrishe. So any day on which she had the Riyas dam, she had the Riyas dam, so the melee, it will be considered as Imrishe, even though half an hour later she makes a bdike and she finds it clean. So it's considered Imrishe, and the bdike is not effective. That's the shita of Rashi Daf Nun Gimel, and that's the shita of Teisves Daf Samaches. And however, the Ramban in Peribes of Yuchas Nideh, so I want to finish Simin Kuftari Vov, so we cannot go over inside. But the Ramban is Chilek on Rashi and on Teisve, on Rashi Shitetach Ningibu and Teisve Shitetach Samaches. And the Ramban says that Rabbanu Basroye, when they say, we say, Afil Bishnayim Lelidoso, so it means they only exclude Yemrishi. Yemrishi. Masha'im Kei, Yemshedi, even if she had a previous year on the same day. On the same day. So it's still not considered Yemrishi. There's the Ramban. Now the Sitra Tare says, I mean, we cannot go over inside, but he's Midayik. He says that this is Tolu in the two Mishenes in Teisves, Dafnon Gimel, the Gimel Medalet, the Bramasro, Mayim, the Midosho, and Friso. So the first Russian Teisves is like Ramban, and the second Russian Teisves is like Rashi, and like Teisves, Daf Samaches. Anyway, so we have in Achlekes Hashemi. Now we pass like Rabbanu Basroi. We pass like Rabbanu Basroi. And the question is, so that means being shady when you go so the dick is effective in the morning. But the question is, what does Yemrishe not? So what does Yemrishe mean? So according to Rashi and the Tesis of Samaches, so Yimrishim doesn't mean after Yimrishim. Yimrishim means any day on which there was a discharge of dam. So even though later on, say she makes a deacon, she finds it clean, so we are still chayshim since the same day she had a real dam. So the fact that later on she was clean doesn't prove that it subsided. Maybe later in the day she again had another discharge of dam since the same day. So even the seventh day, if she had one real dam on the seventh day and then she made a deacon, found it clean, so it's not affected. According to Rashi and Tisves, that's some chesed. According to the Ramban and the first lotion in Tisves, that from Gimel any day, so it's that the first day not. But the seventh day, even if she had one rear of dam, so then, but then after that she makes a deacon and finds herself clean in the morning, so it proves that it already subsided. Now then, there is the Gemara in the Braise, that's some chesed on the base, after the two dots, after the third two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Tanya Omgolei Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Yodeh Omunach Ez Binao, Kovinash Moshes, Yopat Eimer, Achsho, Eimer, Musil Yodeh Oro Aso, Mali Yifnish Obitaro Bezayim Min Amichol Mailo, Mali Yifnish Obitaro Berishei, Berishei Mito Mandomar, Mali Yifnish Mandomar, Ei, there is a Mandomar, who says that even Berishei, a dick in the morning is effective. Who is that Mandomar Rebbe? Vatanya Bin Echusi, Omar Rebbe, שאלת את רבי יסים רב שמעון כשהוא מהלכים בדרך ניבו שבו תקע עצמו עם זין שחרס ומוצא תירו ובין השמוש אצלו יפריסו ולאחר היום עם בודקו ומוצא תמי אומר אומרו לי הריזו בחץ כסתר סודם יסתם חמישי, רבי, שלישי, שני, מאי אומרו לי לא ישנה בירי שלו ישאל he didn't ask what if she makes a drink in the morning on the first day ויתויסי שלו ישאל אותי אותו כול אליו בחץ כסתומי קיימה וחילים די פוסק פוסק Rishiname kim di posak posak umikore maisoba hoi vuhuzak maim posak. So Rebbe Shite is, he says to easy Rebbe Shite is that just as the sheni a bdike is effective, so in the morning, so Rishin also now, so all the sheni except for the Rashba say that's Rebbe Shite, but Rabbonim Basroi a whole no Rishin not, it's not effective. And we don't ask much Rebbe. Halachic Rebbe Mechaveir, Elohim Mechaveir. But the Rashbon, the Rasabai says that it is. The Rashbon mentions both this, and then his own shita is that the Rabbonim Basroi agree with Rebbe Shita. And when the Rabbonim Basroi is saying the Mishneh, Afilu Mishnah, it's not that Afilu Mishnah. But in Bolishim, right. שיבס יומים שעזוב הסיפרס מסחרס ומות עזבים של פסקת בי וכך משפוטו אם תראה שתי יומים שלי שהוא פוספולים להם בדקת מילים של פוסקו כדי שתפסי ביטארת וכוס הפרש בו בודקו עצמו שחריס ומוצותירו עד עוד פי שלו בודקו מן השמו שזרית וחס כסתירו רואה עשו לי בכל מלבד ופוסקו the first day ובודק עצמו ומוצותירו הרי זו בחסק הסתירו דנס דרשבו סאון שיטה because you pass like Rebbe why do you pass like Rebbe because רבון ובסרוי הנתחיל כאן רב so naturally you pass like that then דרשבו says ויש שמחמירים בו זה מסופי הוי ומיון ופסוח in other words that's the other שיטה which is the שיטה of most Hashem so but רשבו himself mentions that שיטה that it's only Rebbe who is making with מילים רישי but רבון ובסרוי I only make you being shady, but being rishay not. Now, so what if it's yim shady or yim shlishi, yim rivi, yim chamishi, yim shishi, yim shmi, but you already had the rie the day before, whether it's considered like yim rishay. So on that there is a machleket between Rashi and Ramban, and so the two so far doesn't discuss it. עדיניו ברוזאו יראה שצריכו שתפסיק ביטארה בין השמושס שכוסה בזו משני ואחר שיפסיק אדם תבדיק עצמו יופי יופי ובדיק עצמו תהיה בין השמושס ויהיה בין השמושס means before גימו לדלת יומין אבו שדין פמי כבדיק אופי פסיק טארה ומוצא תאירו הרי זה בחזק הסמאו because the דיק אופי פסיק טארה is the most important דיקה because this דיקה determines that the flow subsided. So, but until she makes that dike, so she has a cheskas mayim posuach. So, arise the cheskas mayim. Ache posko bitam. Shaleilo meini siferes ache tibbush. So, there cannot be any zayniki, without a dike of hefsektam. It doesn't make sense. The only situation where we have a count of Zayin Nikim according to many of the Shemim without the Bikav Zeltara is Orei Adam Machmaschim. So they are, on the contrary, most of the Shemim say that Bikas of Zayin Nikim she's required to make, and Bikav Zeltara not. Why? Because Adam Machmaschim, so is a mild flow, even if it happens. It's a mild flow, and she has a discharge once, and then it stops. So the male, there is no purpose in making a big of Ezekara. Masha'inke, if it's not a real damach maschim, so then the natural way is that the flow continues, not that she has a discharge, a mild discharge, and then it stops. So the male, without the big of Ezekara, there couldn't be a count of Zayniki. In posko, so, ubichol zayin me'asvire, tzrichali is bideket l'chatchile, pamachas v'yein. Now, this is in regard to the tikkus of Zayin Kim. So we have a machlekes in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that's a machlekes on the base. Hazov ve'azov ve'eshevot ko atzmon v'yemri she'inu motzon toyen, u'v'yemashvi yu motzon toyen, u'shor yomim she'bintayim u'botko. We are talking of Izov Egmore. So suppose she made a dike on the first day of the Zayin Kim and on the seventh day of the Zayin Kim, and they found themselves clean. But the other days, they didn't make a dike. Of course, lechatchile, she has to make a dike every day. Lechatchile, she even has to make a dike twice a day, lechatchile, every day. In other words, one in the morning and one before shkia. But there, suppose they made the dike only on the first day and on the seventh day. So we have three tamoy. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Harein Becheskas Tar. So the Eved is good. She's fair. As long as she made it one dike on the first day, the Zayin Kim, one dike on the seventh day, so it's good. The Eved. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Eilo Emel, Eim Rishem, Eim Shvi Bobat. So in other words, she has 2 days. Now you can ask, Monefshach, if she did sit down, so then it should be Seisa. If she didn't sit down, why does she have to count 5 more days? What's the purpose? So the answer is, because the Torah says in regard to Zobah, Visofcholo, so in other words, it's a aloche, that in order to become Teiro, it must be Sofur Ubodok. Now Sofur Ubodok doesn't mean, as the Shlomo points out, that she has to say, Hayein Ginechot Misferosi, say. In other words, she has to make a mental count. What does it mean, a mental count? To check, to inspect, and to verify that she's free. So Mimele, so that's aloha, so it's not because we are Heshish, maybe she had a discharge of dam. If we are Heshish, maybe she had a discharge of dam, so how can Rabbi Yeshua say that if she made a dike on the first day, and she made a dike on the seventh day, let's say she made a dike on Sunday. She made a dike, let's say, on Sunday, Parsha Bereishis. And then she made a dike on Shabbos, Parsha Bereishis, the seventh day. So then Rabbi Yeshua says she has to count 5 more days. So she has to count Sunday, Parsha Meyach, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Thursday night she's with us, she's the Velas, she's with us about Monefshach. If we are Heshish, less she saw down, let's say on the sixth day, on Friday, Parsha Bereishis. So how is she Muteres with Vailo when she counts 5 more days? The answer is, she made a bit of a sectare, so then we don't have to be Heshish. but it is a sakosu be sofu atzmo, that 7 days have to be sofu body. So the mele, she only made a dike and 2 days. So 5 days, spoon of duki malekin. So it's not because we are Heshish, maybe she had the rias down. Because if we are Heshish, maybe she had the rias down. Maybe she had the rias down, let's say on the 7th day before the dike. Before the dike. So how can she count 5 more clean days? Maybe she had the rias down, let's say 5 minutes before she made the dike on the 7th day. So now, when she's developed Thursday night, so she didn't count Zayin as yet. The answer is, if there was a dik of Tale, so it's considered Zbicheska Sheinereya, Koska. So it's Mayor Sosomole. But it's Aloha Bisopolo Atzmo. So it's Sopolo Atzmo, so the Mele, 7 days have to be Sopolo. So Rabbi Yeshua says, that Elohim Yerishim Yim Shvibova, Rabbi Akiva Yimer, Elohim Yim Zaynu. According to Rabbi Akiva, if she made the ticket on the 1st and the 7th, so the only day that is counted is the 7th. So then she has to count 6 more days. And we pass like Rabbi Lezer. That the Eved, if she made the ticket on the 1st and the 7th day, so it's all right. Now then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Hanini. Iboy, that's the second line from the end of the omen. That's some chesam days. Hazov hazov, shebot chatzmi yimrishim yimshmeim, umotzotoye, usho ayom unibotku. The Rav Lezer Mao. So he says 7, the 1st and the 7th. So what does Rav Lezer mean? Both are necessary. David, a bdike the 1st and a bdike the 7th. The Rav Lezer Mao. Chilosam misayfam bino. V'ochon tchiloson nike seifo leke oidil mo tchiloson afo gafshin seifo. And the same Omar Rav, he tchiloson afo pishin seifo. And the same thing the Gemara mentioned, seifo afo pishin tchiloson. The Rav Hanina Omar tchiloson v'seifo bimon hochon tchiloson nike seifo leke. So there is a machlekes between, now we pass like Rabbi Lezer, that if she made the dike the 1st day, the 7th day, so it's good evet. But the question is, suppose she made the dike the 1st day and not the 7th day. Is it good or it's not good? So Rav says, Tchiloson afo pishin seifon, and seifon afo pishin tchiloson. Rav Hanina says, Tchiloson vi seifon vi. How do we pask? Do we pask like Rav? Or do we pask like Rav Hanina? So most Rishonim pask like Rav. The Tchiloson afo pishin seifon, and seifon afo pishin tchiloson. However, the Smag and the Zifra Trumo, they pass like Rav Hanina, the Tchiloson v'Seifon Bino. The Mechaber has two Rishonim, whether Tchiloson v'Seifon Bino or Tchiloson afo pishin seifon, Tchiloson. The Rabbo pass legamre, the Tchiloson v'Seifon Bino. Now, Tchiloson v'Seifon Bino, and so then there is a Machlekes. Then there is a Machlekes Acheni. The Machlekes Acheni. So, since we pass in Tchiloson v'Seifon Bino, so some Acheni say, Yamachia, it has to be the Dafke the 1st and the 7th day. Suppose she made the Dike the 1st day and the 5th day. The 1st and the 4th day. 2 Dikes on 2 days, but not Dafke the 1st and the 7th. So it's not good, Samachim. The Doruch HaShulchan is making. The Doruch HaShulchan is making. In other words, if there was the 1st day and any other day, what is IDG? Or the Wednesday. And then the other day, not after the 1st and the 7th. The 1st and any other day, or the 7th and another day, it's also right. It's also right. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Sidre Tao. I mentioned that according to Chavis Das, so one bdike in the Zayin Kim is me'akev in the rice. Is Me'akev Midrais one Bdike with Zayin Kim. And the Svartala says, no, Midrais, as long as she makes a Bdike of Efsek Tar, and then she is alerted to the fact that she didn't see that she is clean, so Midrais is enough. Now, it was, I made a mistake, the secretary doesn't say it. The secretary mentions it in the name of the Shus Yaakov, he says it. But the secretary doesn't agree with the Shus Yaakov. So is the secretary in Simen Kupzari work, he mentions that in the name of the Shus Yaakov, but he is chilek on Shus Yaakov. So in other words, so it's a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Shus Yaakov. According to Chavis Das, so one sphere is miyakev with raise, not because we are cheshish. If everybody agrees that as far as the choshek is concerned, if she made the bdikav selimitare, so that determines that my own nista. But just as Rabbi Yeshua says, if she made bdikav on the first and the seventh, so then she has to count five more days. Why? Because every day has to be suffer a bodu. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so in order that all the 7 days should be considered suffer a bodu, there must be at least one day on which there is a bdikah. And one day. But if there isn't even one bdikah on the Zayni Kiyin, so do we have no choshes? But she's a soul of Bible because that's the Xeras HaKosov. We suffer her atzmo. She has to be bathing and she has to check. How does she check? By making a bdikah. So, according to Chavis Das, so it's one bdike is midraise. Now the Chavis Das is made there. The two bdikes are certainly not back in the raise, because according to Rav, so even midrabonon it's all right. Tchilos nafuf shizei comes. How can we say that there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanina and the raise? So the machlekes is on midrabonon level, but Rav Chanina says midrabonon, so tchilos on shizei comes. And according to Shvus Yaakov, so if one bdikin design is not indispensable, midraise, only the bdik of Efsektare is indispensable towards the sphere of Zayniki. Alright, now. So he says, Harizim cheskas neyo. Ache poskim not because there was no bdikah of efsektare. Ache poskim bitare shalom zeferes ashetivdik. In poskim. Vios meinim lemochose. Ubechol zayin imi asvire tzrichim yindeket lechatchile pamachat v'yei. Ubsefer. So lechatchile pamachat. So he says, ubechol zayin imi asvire tzrichom yiz bindekes lechatchile pamachat v'yei. So the Torah says, we paskim that lechatchile should make two bdikahs every day. But the Torah says, "Uvchol zayin yimei asvira tzrichom yiz bideket lechatchil lepamachat v'yei." Natu. Then he says, "Uvisefer hamitzvos kosar pamayim achas shachris v'achas arvis." Now arvis does not mean efter shkiyeh, but arvis means somuch la'arvis. That's what efter shkiyeh, so it has no significance. So that's the way the Rambam passes. Now, umiu afilu ibotko b'chol azayin elu pamachas leish nebotko b'hinrishin shel ashiva oi b'achrin oi b'achod namtsoim sad. In other words, the two pasuks like Rav, not like Rav Chanina, and that's the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo ibotko b'chol ashiva adim ashmini ubotko ubotso toer eilu elim ches bevad umashlo besolot, because certainly on the Rabbeinu level, so if there is not even one b'dike in the Zaynikin, so then it's not considered Svurim Ubduki. So if it's on the eighth day, so then the eighth is the first day of Zaynikin. Umashlem esor, avar pishi yifsika bitaro, kim shal bot koklao besich hashim. Kol dikesevu, bein dikas efsektaro, bein dikas kol azayin, nitiv dek lo yivege chokhi, avu lo yivyodei, ve lo yivege pish nchodosh, afiu shu noki vlobom, kli shu koshe, elu bitzena noki lirach, oi bitzena gefen, that means kapi, oi yivege pish nyoshin shu noki, lirach, vitachniseu lechirim ulizdoki, ad mokim sheiver atash mishmagia, ve yivu osokei, lo yihave elu kino bali. Now in that there is also machlekes v'shem. A very important machlekes v'shem. The Gemara dafei in Ide, I think we learned that at Gemara. So the Gemara says that Leinyan Tares, so when a woman makes a bdike, so she has to push the piece of cloth into the chum and mizrokin too. sideways, he has to push it. Because sometimes there might be a drop of blood, you know, on the side of the vaginal canal, and if she doesn't push it, the hole is lucky, you know, the recesses inside, so then she might miss detecting a spot of blood. That's ligabitis. So the Raima Chita is that only ligabitis, because there are many homeless ligabitis. So she is bechuyeves to be bathed bechorim mizlokim, not the recesses. But ligabi bairo, she's not bechuyeves to push it bechorim mizlokim, to be bathed bechorim mizlokim. That's the sheet of the Raima. The Balanoye, he passes that even with Gabi Milo, as far as the Dikya of Eseftare is concerned, and as the Dikya of Zayinikin is concerned, because with Gabi Milo there are two kinds of Dikyas. There is one Dikya, let's say, according to Menu Visheni, a woman who has no Veset Kavua, who has a Veset Shini Kavua. So every time she wants Kim Tashmi, she has to make a Dikya. Or let's say in the inner babies, a woman who doesn't have a vessel of war, so she has to make it bigger in the inner babies. Or a woman who has a vessel of war. So on the Yema vessel, let's say if she has a vessel of war every 25th day, so on the 25th day she has to put in a piece of cloth. She has to make it bigger. That bigger certainly does not have to be beholden with Zokim. But the machlekes between the Raimet and the Balamoya is in regard to the bdikas of Efsektare and the bdikas of Zayiniki. The bdikas of Efsektare and the bdikas of Zayiniki. So, according to the Bible, even the bdikas of Efsektare and the bdikas of Zayiniki does not have to be the Chorum of Mizrokim. The Chorum of Mizrokim. And according to the Balamoyer, it has to be the Chorum of Mizrokim. And we pass this, like the Balamoyer. Alright. So he says, that's what he says here. That's one child. So there is a machlekes between the Raimet and the Balamoyer and the two pascals like the Balamoyer. Then there is another machlekes. Chulim Mizloki means sideways. That does not have reference to the depth, how deep the imek, the piece of cloth is pushed in. But then there is another machlekes, how deep must a woman push in the piece of cloth. So the maximum that a woman can push the piece of cloth is admokim she'oeiva magia. That means up to the beginning of the cervix. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, to make a dike beyond she'mokim she'eiva magia, beyond the cervix. That's impossible. So the question is she mechuyeves to make it dike beimek at she'eiva magia or not? So many rishonim say that there is no shear in emek. In other words, even if she doesn't push the piece of cloth very deep inside, so it's enough. However, the roshike in Chaslidi is that she has to push the piece of cloth beimek. Admokim she'eiva magia, mishastashim. That means up to the cervix. If possible. So, now of course, I mean, let's say, suppose all the rishonim agree. So, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kaput Tzadik Vov mentions many rishonim who say that to Eimek there is no shear. In other words, there is no shear no matter. It doesn't, as long as she pushes it in, so even though she doesn't push in the piece of cloth at Mokim She'iva Magia, so it's alright, but she has to push it sideways too. But in Eimek there is no shear. However, the shita of the Rosh is that in Eimek there is a shear and she has to push it if possible at Mokim She'iva Magia. But of course the secretary points out that Midraise there is no chiyuv of Bechorim Mitzvokim, and of course, and there is no shiur nemek, even if it's a superficial pushing in, so as long as he pushes it in, so it's alright. The Horaye, how about Ikale? Ikale Psu. when she makes the decay, it's impossible for her to make it decay. Behum Bizokin or Behemek at Mokim Sheva Mavi, it's physically impossible. So how is so how does she do it? So obviously I say there is no requirement of pushing in the piece of cloth. Behum Bizokin and or Behemek at Mokim Sheva Magia. So the machlekes is in the Rabban. So he says, so the two pastors in both chites, rechum. So he says, v'tachniseu rechum u'zokim. That's in regard to rechum u'zokim. Ad mokim sheivatashish magia. So he passes in like the rosh. Ad mokim sheivatashish magia. V'noses akein v'haver kiriya be'alme v'loyotzo yedidi. V'loyotzo yedidi. Now the Midrash Yehuda in Shulchan Yudvav Mem Vav mentions a very big way. It should not be mentioned to people because unfortunately he mentions something, a certain shite that can be applied in an emergency situation, and then people will vote you and they will apply it in all situations. Yeah. But the Midrash Yehuda in Shulchan Yudvav, in Shulchan Yudvav, it's a very important shulchan, and I suggest that everyone should go over that shulchan. So he mentions the machlekes between the chayved and the baramoyer as whether the bdike has to be bechorim mitzlokim or not, and the machlekes hashenim whether there is no shiur neimek or yad mokim sheira magia. So then he says, according to the chayved, the chayved says that the bdike does not have to be bechorim mitzlokim and there is no shiur neimek. So Al-Bedin, it's a big kule, I mean it should not be mentioned. So he says, Al-Bedin, even if she doesn't make Ibdike, but if she is mentally alerted and she is constantly alerted and she makes sure, let's say that there is no Dishash of Dam, let's say the way women today use tampon or something. So according to the Ravid, it's enough. But the Chavizdas and the Seritare, they are all chelik on the Nidhiyude. They are all chelik on the Nidhiyude. The Rai of the Nidhiyude, that this is the Shita of the Rai, we learned that Gemara in the summer. Taf Yudvei Zomidav. So the Gemara says there, Tom Rabbono, Chamorim upeyalim vaboyim bisorom v'oidom bisamishte, nisheyem lohem b'chazkastare, uboyim bisheyem imoem, ve'in nisheyem is b'neirif, v'amedvo amorim shimichom b'chazkastare, avu nicham b'chazkastume, le'ilo mitmeyo, ad shetema le'iterani, v'oshmuel b'mai meikalo, i bisheyeish lo beset, kasheyeiro, v'i bisheyem lo beset, kashe ben eva ben nishenu leilam vishyeish lo besed vichidu shetobo eilu chabdika deo nizu eilu chabdika deo nizu. What is eilu chabdika deo nizu? Tobo. The answer is, since he's born in a derech and he's tobo and she hears, she's eva and she hears and everything, that means that she alerted herself. So in other words, so that's, but it's a very big hulei amin, and they are all chelik anubilei. But, so, I'm mentioning it to you because Tero will limit on Utsrichi, but I don't want that you should mention it to anybody, certainly not to those who are involved in Paschal Shabbos. And you'll do a great harm to me if you mention it. I'm just mentioning it because Tero will limit on Utsrichi, but it should not be mentioned to anyone because it can be a big mixture. They big lesson, because then they'll start misquoting me and all the friends of mine. So whenever, if they'll be able to quote a bhikkhuna in my name, they'll do it right away. So please don't mention it to anybody. All right. But the Havizdas and the Sivretare are chilek on this Nirgulishim. Now, Hasume bidekes atzmo umar lechavot. Hasheite vacherses, sheinu ishe maasu lebidabes. Vishenitre vodaito machmas chilek. צריך להספיק חייסליב דקייסון ולקבי עלי וסטס להקן גימטלס לבעליהם הוא כבר להם וסט הרים כשור כל אנושים בואי הוא כבר להם חייש שיש מלמדים ולמדים ובית כיס על דפיק חייש זו אין עשרי עולים אנושים הוא אישה שמר בליב דקבי ומשכרוס על דין ביום אפשרוי ועשו בהם הרי זה משבחס אך אופי שיש לו וסט פולדואר אפשר שיום הוא נגדר ושלוי בשעש וסט יושבו ולוי בוקו בית ואינס. But I mean, all these dikes, mishbachas, if it's not with Nibayl, if she doesn't do it in the presence of the Baal, but if the Baal knows, then she's not mishbachas, because of Libelik. Yoshua v'libotko be'ibenes b'mirotzen ha'arizu b'cheskasteiro. Chutz me'acha veset ha'kabua. Kol tzvira zazayim. Tzorich she'yiritzufi. So, she'yiritzufi. So he says, Yoshua v'libotko. Bein beinis bein merotz nariz b'cheskasteiro. In other words, suppose she didn't make any dikas, so she's b'cheskasteiro. Except if, let's say, she has a beset every 25th day, and the 25th day passed by, she didn't make a dikas on the 25th day. So damage is mutaras l'bayla. But before tashmish, since she didn't make a dikas on the day of the beset, so she has to make a dikas. That's what he means. Chutz miachah beset akobur. כל צבירה סזיין צורך שיהיה ריצופי שמתיר ריאס דם ביניהם שאפילו רואה עשו בשבי סופי שגיע זחמו או בן השמושה שהוא סופי קי סיסרס קולמיין וחיסרס קולמיונו עד שיהיו הם זיין ריצופי מגם. Now here he starts discussing the union of 4 days over the God design king or the Ramot Paskins 5 days. What is the basis for it? The Gemara doesn't mention it. But what does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions one thing, that the Zorik Deir, if she was Gileta Shechvazera, so then it says her one day. That we learned in this Kusik. So that's the Aloch, and the Rai say it says her one day. Now, there is a Machlekes in Gemara in Shabbos, many Tanoim, and for how long a period does the Shech from Tashmish does it have a Halishem Sheikh Vazera? So in other words, it has a Halishem Sheikh Vazera if it's capable of fertilizing the exile. Then it has the Halishem Sheikh Vazera. Now we don't have to say that there's a Machlekes in Mitzvahs. Because so one time it says, and that's the way we should know Paschas, that Pulete Sheikh Vazera until within Shei Shemis, that means 72 hours, 6 times 12. So, within Shei Shemis, 3 is less. So, it's Seisel one day. Why? Because that's likely, I mean, that the Shevazera, within 3 is less, is likely to be capable of fertilizing the Excel. So, mainly it has a Halishem, Shevazera, Chizera, so mainly it's Seisel. But suppose she pilates she shechvazera more than 3 misles, more than 72 hours as of the Tashmish, so then it's not seisel. So actually, within a digmore, a zove, and all the women, all the ladies are considered zoves daily, so she has to count only zayniki. So if, let's say, a woman had the flow just one day, she had the flow on Shabbos, and then she made a dikah of sechtana before shkiye, so she should be able to start counting the Zaynikim with Sunday, and then the following Mitzvah Shabbos, she could be developed and be with her as the Bible. But since there is a law of Pilate Sheikh Vazera, Isisaris one day, if we'll allow her, let's say, she was Mishameshes Mitosa. She was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, Friday night. And Shabbos afternoon, she saw down. And she stopped. She made the bdike before Shkiye, and it was clean. So if she will be allowed to start counting with Sunday, so then we'll let her go through it. We'll let her go through and Mitzvah Shabbos. Sunday will be the first day, and Shabbos will be the seventh day. The following Shabbos will allow her to go through it, Mitzvah Shabbos. But she was in Shabbos Mitosa Friday night. Suppose she'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera. She'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera Sunday night at 9 o'clock at night. So it will be within the Sheishenis. So Mimele Sunday night is already the Monday day. So it says of the day. So how can she go through a Mitzvah Shabbos, but the Monday day could not be counted? So then when she is, when she goes through it, she will still be a Nido and there will be a Misakores. And it's always likely that a woman can be Pelete Sheikh Vazera and not even be conscious of it. So Mele, she is not allowed. So the Torah says, that if a woman was Mishameshes Mitosa, Samuch to the Riyas Dam. So the Riyas Dam, of course, if let's say the husband was out of town, and so then there is no Choshosh. But suppose she was Mishameshes Mitosa the same day before the Riyas Dam. So Mele, so even if she stopped, even if the flow stopped the same day that the initial flow took place, so she cannot start counting Zaynikin, but she has to count four unclean days. In other words, suppose she saw down. Let's say on Sunday, she saw Stam on Sunday, even if she stopped immediately. So she made a bdikya on Sunday, and she didn't see any Dam, she cannot start counting on Monday, the first day of Zayniki. But she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so far. I mean, the fifth day, that's an extra one. So she has to count four unclean days. Why four unclean days? Because if she counts 4 unclean days, so then she's sure that she will not, even if she will be Pelete Sheikh Vazera every day, so it will not be Seisim. Because if she counts 4 unclean days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so the third day of Zaynikin will be Thursday. Now, so even, let's say, she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, Mitzoy Shabbos, and then she had the Riyas Dam on Sunday, and then she knows that she's clean, subsided. So only if she'll be Peletes within 3 misles. So if she was Mishameshes Mitosa, let's say at 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos. So if she will, even if she will be Peletes a Sheikh Vazera within the 72 hours, let's say at 8 p.m. Sunday night, or Monday night and Tuesday night. So that already belongs to the Wednesday day, but she starts counting with the Thursday day, so there is no Mirshal. But if she will not count 4 unclean days, she'll just count 3 unclean days, then there will be a possibility of a Mirshal. Suppose she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 9 p.m. Mitzvah Shabbos, and then she saw Dam Sunday afternoon, and she stopped, but she'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera at 8 p.m. Tuesday night. So it will be 71 hours after the Tashmish. So it still has a Halishem Sheikh Vazera. So maybe it will be Seisim. So, and if she will start counting with the Wednesday day, so the Wednesday day cannot be counted. So they will both be Nichshol in an Isakores. So because of that, the Torah says, "Hapilete shevazera b'misrosso, yimutich vok beirim sushimusho, siseres isiyei, vifiko hamshameshes mitoso, viroaso uposkopei, v'yeimim mascheles lister zayinikim, ad sheyabro alo vok eini shremis, shemotifli, vifiko hamimascheles lister, ad yeim heili shimusho, So the two paskins only 400 days, not 500 days. Kein im Shimshon Mitzvah Shabbos in Maschelas Liste Rabbi Mei. Die Kaimelon in Shechvazer HaMasriach at Shiyavol of Shishoenis Shlemish Meisreis Vim Shimshon Mitzvah Shabbos Upolto Leil Arba Kede Mei Shimusho Vim Mitzvah Shabbos in Tuesday night עדיין הוא ימדים שחיינו שישיס לשימושו וססרס הילקח עם חמישי יהיה עם חישם לסרוס אומנון עם קיצו so according to the two so only if שימשו מתוסו so what did they mean but suppose that she was not בשמיש מתוסו let's say for a number of days prior to the rear, so then she doesn't have to count 400 days over and above the Zayniki but then there are more There are more mentions two extra chumres. One chumre that even if the baal is chutzliya, is in the sayat, when there is no chosh of siseres of kleve shechvazera, but because of the proof, so that a kone by the kadmeni was that she still has to count unclean days, and not only four unclean days, but five unclean. What's the purpose of the five unclean days? What's the purpose of the five unclean days? So that's because suppose she'll be mishameshes mitoso, some of the nashmoshes, and she'll think it will be before shkia. Actually, it will be after shkia. So then she'll make a mistake. So because of that, she has to count an extra day, unclean day, five unclean days, and then. Make the hefsektare on the fifth day. Make the hefsektare and count zayniki. And even if the baal is out of town and is overseas, when there is no chshoshe, she still has to count according to Pesach Ramo 500 days. But the Torah says, "Om namitir tzelisper meimochas chiyoso tikanach yofa beisemokim bimeich uibibeget." So in other words, the Torah says that even if Shimshon mitoso, she can start counting the Zayinikim immediately, the moment the flow subsides, if she cleans herself, in other words, she douches herself. So then she ensures that she will not be Pelevei Shechvazera. But according to Pesach of the Ramo, this is not effective. I mean, she has to count 500 days under all circumstances because of Loi Plu. והרמב"ן קוסר, דאוהדי נמי עם הוכו ברגלו, פולטו קוזר, even if she doesn't make קידוש, in other words, if she does a lot of exercise, so then he can also take it for granted that any שכבזרה that could possibly be נפלט was already נפלט as a result of that exercise. ונדיר לה דניאור הרוזל, because the Rosh says that there is no right that as a result of Hocha Beragleo of doing exercise that she was Peletes Shechvazera V'arayit Kosav the Peletes Shechvazera in Siseres El Litares and Loi Medailo that we discussed that in discussing that the Arayit Chiti is that the whole Aloche of Siseres Yimechod is only the Gavitares not the Gavonis Arbaio V'arayit Ladini Oberozal at that time we mentioned three Shittes the Shitte of Rabnetam is that when she Siseres only the husband is a Zav So we are afraid maybe there is Sikhtsuche Zimo together with Shechvazera. That's why it's a Zimo. That's the Shita from the Tam, but all the other Shem Machel from the Tam. And even they say that Kenezi Shechvazera is Sikhtsuche Zimo, even if the husband is not a Zav, it's not because of Sikhtsuche Zimo on the Baal. And then the Shita of the Raimed is that it's only Sikhtsuche Zimo in regard to. In regard to Tyrus, not the Bailo, but we pass it, that even the Bailo is Sarasina. Right now.
But does the Baal come?
What is it?
I mean, we're not handling Tyrus today. I mean.
But we don't pass it like the Raivet. There's a Raivet, but the other Shem Achelik on the Raivet. And they say that is Pilate Shevazara is Sarasina, not only the Bailo, not only the Tyrus. We don't pass it like the Raivet.
But the Baal himself has not become a Tamei because of his own carrier, because of...
So what? I mean, but it's Aloche that is Siseres Yimechot in the minion of the Zode. So maybe she doesn't have Zayniki. There's the Aloche. Pilate Shechvazera is Siseres Yimechot. שיבס יומי שהזוגוס יפרס מסחיל לנבוח עשים שפוסקו בי וכך לשפוטו אם תראה ביז יומי מגימו פוסקו ולראי בדקת בילים שפוסקו כדי שתפסיק בתארה ובדיקה זו תהיה סומך ובין השמושס דת לך תחילה what does it mean סומך ובין השמושס הפנאו פריה תשקיע וחייני אגים לך תחילה ובדיעבד אפילו לבות לו עצמו רק שחריס ומוצא עצמו תאירו סג בכך ולאימו מילה מבודום להחמיע לך תחילה בסרבי זה שתבדקס ביהי מבצק תערוסו בימי הודוחו ושאישום כל בין השמושס שזו הבדיקו מציאו מדי כל סופי. Now this is one thing that the poskim of today they are machmir on that more than anything else, and this is not a chiyuv gomor. This is only in Midas Chassidus. That's taken from the Rashbo. Rashbo Petiras Abayis. So when the lashon of the mechaber is uleilom yilamid odom lehachmir lechatchile, so the Ochashulchan points out that it's not obligatory because he says the lashon. Because he says, "Ubdikezu." Fred the Mechaber says, "Ubdikezu tia somuch b'nashmoshes." What does it mean, somuch b'nashmoshes? Within heaven or Oshki. So that v'chein neyegin lechatchil. Uvidehemed avubot katzmo rachshachis umotz atzmo teir osad b'kach. So there we discuss it lechatchil that is obligatory lechatchil. So he uses somuch b'nashmoshes. He doesn't say that it has to be kept the whole b'nashmoshes inside. But then he says, "Leimom yilamid odom lehachmir lechatchile b'sirbei zei sheidekes b'yei heftzek taroso b'meirdochuk v'sheheishom kol b'nashmoshes shezu abdiko mitzio midei kosofik." Mitzio midei kosofik. So in other words, that's the union of meirdochuk. But the meirdochuk, he doesn't say lechatchile is mechayeves to do it. Leimom yilamid odom, it's the proper thing. That's midas chassidus. But it's not a chiyuv lechatchila. Masha'in came to make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes. That's a chiyuv lechatchila. So in other words, if a woman doesn't make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes, she'll make it, let's say, in the early part of the afternoon or on the morning, it'll also be good habit. But it'll also be good habit. But lechatchila, she is mechuyeves to make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes. But she is not mechuyeves to keep it inside the whole b'nashmoshes. That's only midas chassidus. So because of that, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if many women have many problems as a result of keeping the meir dochuk, the whole b'nashmoshes, so that irritates so the inside, so the male has, then she'll have many shyness, many problems. So he says that if it is difficult for the woman to keep a meir dochuk b'nashmoshes, she shouldn't do it. In Sakanda, the country, this is a chumre that might be conducive to kumes many times. So, but if it is not conducive to problems, so then there is a midas chassidus to keep the meir dochuk inside all b'nashmoshes. But the mechaber, in connection with the chiyuv lechatchila, he says, "Ubdikezu tiyeh somuch levin hashmoshes." In connection with the meir dochuk, he says, "It's a midas chassidus." Uleilom yilamid odom lehachmir lechatchila b'sirbei zeh. V'nispalu hakol arvis v'dayim godeil en yichilu livdek. Uleil b'shluvonim ulehaschil livnis v'yimamochos. Me'acha d'hakol kvor oso yisrael. This is Thomas Adeshishit. It's a big chumri. V'yei sheimrim dimuta. אפילו עושה הכל שרץ והנה יגיד לחתחילה להיזוהר נדורס לחתחילה a woman should let's say if she has to make it דיקי אפשר סקטארה Friday afternoon before she came, so she לחתחילה she should make it before she benches lich, not after she benches lich. Even if she benches lich sometime, let's say half an hour before she came, so she should still לחתחילה she should make the דיקי before she benches licht, because if she benches licht, so ordinarily she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, and there is a shita that with Rabbonon, since Teisa Shabbos is chal, so in Meile she cannot play the dik anymore. But the Eved Imoch, Umikzas Noshim Neagis, Shin Posko Kedem Borchum, because when you discuss in the dam, dich in this also, os mapsikin at you aha boch, in his kalku or some clever, the chishin gobazel the devil. They knew his yodo, ki king kimu me the hochem sheirolen, who mina kosiki. Roa so ye mecho bilbat, u posko bibiyei, sricho with the katsmo bimir dochuk, vishin yehei kol bin ashmoshes, you see? I mean, that's a riot to the Orach HaShofar. You see, in the first case, in Sif Aleph, he said only, Uleilom Yilami Dodom Lach Melechatchila in Sif Aleph. Not that it's a Chiyub Lechatchila. The Chiyub Lechatchila in the first Sif is only it should be Somoch Ben Hashmoshes. Not that she is Mechiyub Lechatchila to keep him in Lachuk, the whole Ben Hashmoshes. The whole Ben Hashmoshes. But, the Chiyub, the Chiyub Lechatchila, is only to make the decay of Hefzik Tare some of the Hashmoshes. But the Midas Chassidus to keep him Erdochuk. And keep him Erdochuk. And then he says, Raso Yimechot Dova, Uposko Baby A, Sricho Yimdik Atzmo Bime Erdochuk, Vishyeiko Bin Hashmoshes. Then he said, Ramo, Uvidehebe, Imbotko Atzmo, Somucho Bin Hashmoshes, Umotso Atzmo, Tehero, Avopisho Yamechetzlo, Kobin Ashmoshes, Isad. So, in other words, there are more pastors. I mentioned it. Now, there are three Tanoi. There is the Tanoi. I mean, there are four Tanoi. Mentioned in that Sukhya Rasamaches. It's very important to remember that Sukhya Rasamaches. So, the sheet of Talekami is that a decay in the morning is only effective if it's being Shvibova. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmir that even being shvi'i dikeh in the morning is ineffective. Then the Rabbon Basroi in the Mishnah, they say that if dikeh in the morning, the Eved is effective even being shvi'i. Then Rebbe says that even being rishi. So the sheet of the Rabbi, the Rashbo is that the Rabbon Basroi are not even chilikam. But the other Rishim say that the Rabbon Basroi are chilikam. Achilikam. Then So that means that Beyem Rishon, so if a decay is made, the Eved, I mean if a decay is made in the morning, so even the Eved, so it's not effective, according to most Hashem, except Rashi. But if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, and if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, but it's made by Yimshayni in the morning, or even by Yimshvi in the morning, but she had a previous Chiyu the same day, before. So then there is a machlekes between Rashi and Ramban. So according to the Ramban, even according to Rabbanan Basroi, so it is alright only being Rish Mamesh, because the initiation of the flow took place, but if it's in the second day, since the initiation took place the day before, so even though it was a riyah on the second day, but after that there was a decay and it was clean, so it's all right, so it's effective. And according to Ramban, according to Rashi, any day, even the seventh day, if there was a riyah down on that day earlier, so it's considered like in Rishon, and according to Rabbanan Basroi, so the decay in the morning is not effective. Now, how does the Mechaber say? Roa so yimechot bilvat uposko beibiyei sricho yibdik atzmo bimirdochu vishiheiko bin Hashmoshes. So in the case, or it's roa so yimechot bilvat, so the Mechaber says that she has to make lechatchile a mirdochu. Mirdochu. But then the Rabbah says, Uvidevet, in what the Atzmo, Somuch Ibn Hashmoshes, that's let's say, half an hour before Shkiye, Umotza Atzmo Teiro, Aval Pi Shalohoya Amechetzmo, Kol Ibn Hashmoshes Sagi, Aval Dika Shachis, Loi Mehane, Hoyo Viloiroaso, Rak Yoimechot. So the Rabbah emphasizes, in other words, the Rabbah emphasizes that in view of the fact that she only saw